Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, your host for Consider This Northumberland. In the face of everything that's going on, it's nice to hear different stories about our community. So I'm doing a special series called Take a Moment to Consider This. These are shorter interviews in a distinctive format, but just like my regular show, these will be stories about the people that matter from the front lines and from behind the scenes, those who make a difference in your life and the community. So I'm asking you to take a moment away from your busy day to consider this. In an effort to become more open and transparent, Northumberland County Council recently approved a new system of committees. This is not new. The county used to have a number of citizen-driven advisory groups, but following amalgamation in the mid-1990s, those fell by the wayside. Recently, county councillors approved a new parliamentary-style system of committees. These are internal, involving staff and politicians. The new twist is all the information from these meetings will now be open to the public. Agendas and minutes will be available. People can attend the meetings, and the committees will accept delegations from concerned citizens. Warden Bob Sanderson explains why this is important.
Well, first off, I think it's very significant, and it's been an agenda that I think we've had and been working on. And that agenda specifically is to allow the public more input on the decision-making processes and the requirements that, you know, council would have. So when council is making a decision, we're certainly looking for increased transparency and more public involvement. So the recommendations that come forward, you know, we are then very comfortable that there's been a process whereby the population has been able to know what we're going to be considering, have some input in it before it comes to council. So I think it's a very significant change in our procedures. And
here's his version of how it will work.
But now they've opened up. So by structuring it this way, everybody will know what these are going to be considering and discussing. They'll be able to have input. And that input, when it goes to council for the ultimate decisions, we're very sure the public is heavily engaged in this.
Politicians see this as a new chance for transparency.
The public will know what our committees are having on their agenda and are in front of them, and will be able to participate, in those discussions and present their opinions and have dialogue. And I think it's such a huge advancement that when we come forward to council meetings, we know that the recommendations and the input, is broader, and that the public has had both the transparency and knowledge. Currently, right now, Bob, when council is meeting, sometimes that's the first time that, perhaps citizens, are aware of some of the discussions. And this will give us a whole opportunity.
There is also more public engagement than before.
Right, and now the public's engaged in those discussions and can make comments. So if they think we shouldn't have six trucks, they'll be able to say so. If they disagree with some of the direction that's being provided or some of the information, or perhaps if it's they want to add information, now council has a far more robust and expanded information base to make decisions.
The warden is very pleased with the changes.
So I just very excited about it, actually. I think it's a huge step forward in the democratic process. We're very excited about it.
Oh, and by the way, the provincial government requires the changes as part of its overhaul of municipalities. The county had to get it done by 2021. Well, that's another story from Consider This. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Please listen to my regular Current Affairs show on Fridays at noon. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca, or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to consider this.